Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Brandon Woodard. He is the Director of Intercultural Life at Central College. He's going to talk to us about diversity at the college and in the community beyond the campus. Well, when I just asked you a question, trying to see what exactly you did here, you brought up kind of an interesting topic that there's more than one way to look at diversity. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It used to be a time when people mentioned diversity and they were thinking about either ethnicity or race or gender. Now that's been broadened to include religion, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, political ideology, and so on and so forth. Even if you are a veteran, if you have a visible or an invisible disability or impairment. So it's very broad. It's all that stuff, if you will, that brings us together, but also sometimes pushes us apart when we really don't know how to navigate those differences so well.
And then you also talked about kind of the differences and trying to bring make something comfortable for people to be here. Tell me about the different roles you play here.
Surely. Well, you know, for some reason or another, I tend to attract students who feel like they're a little bit outside of the norm. So sometimes that will be a student who has a disability or who is from another state or who is from a different ethnicity or race. And my job is to help them see themselves at Central. And my job is also, though, to create an environment where they can thrive and feel as if their contributions are valued and validated.
So you're not just working with the individual, you're working with the community as a whole here.
Absolutely. I do some things in the community that try to promote inclusion with the Pella Voices community team. But I really think that in order for Central College to be more inclusive, that the city of Pella also needs to make some strides in making itself more inclusive. And I understand that that will be difficult for some people in both places, Central and the community. But I believe that when everyone has an opportunity to contribute what they are and their best efforts to make the community better, we can only grow.
So Central College is a big organization in Pella. So what can be done on campus that affects the city as a whole?
Sure. You know, there are lots of things that are going on at Central College that really provide opportunities for people to have their horizons broadened, for them to be exposed to something that's a little different than what they had anticipated or even presumed to be the truth. So I bring in guest speakers. I know that my colleagues in the theater department put on provocative plays. I know that my colleagues in the music department play music or present music from different composers from different parts of the world, all in an effort to help people understand that, yes, we are unique and special in Pella and at Central, but there's a larger world out there that we really should and could be more aware of so that when we engage with it on their terms and on their turf, we are more competent and more aware of how to do that properly.
Would you say that's difficult to do in Pella? I know that Pella's a little closed off to outsiders, enough so that the strategic planning committee that the city put together has actually made that one of their issues.
Sure. You know, I wouldn't say it's more difficult or any less difficult. Pella is a unique unique community in that there is a very strong Dutch heritage here, and people take pride in their Dutch heritage. What makes this challenging sometimes is that there isn't enough contradiction, if you will, in people's lives. Specifically, there isn't enough that people have to engage with that really causes them to stop and think about what does it mean to navigate these differences well. Because being conflict avoidant is one way to deal with the situation. But in order for us to have Mexicans and Asians from Guam, or not Guam, I apologize, from Japan, get together and work well, we have to be able to bridge those cultural divides, those linguistic divides, perhaps even those philosophical divides. Pella has a strong sense of identity, and it has a sense of what it is and what it would like to be. Part of that then requires that people who are coming into Pella become aware of that, but it also requires that people in Pella find ways to welcome those who are different, who are coming into this community.
So Central is an old institution. How long have they been committed to this goal?
You know, I think Central has been committed to this for quite a while. At least since March 22nd, 1967, when Dr. Martin Luther King came to Central. But I would even posit that it happened before then. When I've had an opportunity to speak with people who know the history of Central, there have always been people here who have been committed to being more inclusive, being more welcoming, trying to make sure that Central is creating graduates that can go out into the world and be successful. And the world is really a diverse place. So I know that those efforts started or existed prior to 67. I just don't have an exact date.
Now, that brings up an interesting point. Universities, colleges are a good place to start this understanding because it's growing the future leaders and the future educators of tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think because of the developmental stage our traditional students are in their lives, they're open to hearing different perspectives. And I'd like to think that my colleagues and I present information and we give the students an opportunity to figure out if it's valuable and meaningful for them. We try not to shove it down their throats and say, this is the truth that you now must adopt and adapt and disregard all of your 18 to 22 years of prior life experiences. When we get to this place, when students get to this place, it's really a great time because the environment is structured in such a way that students can explore and do so safely. Not that they won't be held accountable for mistakes, but they can do so safely with people who are around who want to help them understand and reflect on their experiences.
So is there an end goal for that? I know there's a goal, but does the mission of this really ever end, or is it constantly evolving and new students are always coming in every 4 years, so it's always changing?
It is an ongoing process, and there isn't really an end. What I've noticed is that the fruits of our labor, for example, specifically to intercultural competence, probably come 5 years after students have graduated, when they start synthesizing their life experiences, their educations, and they start putting together the pieces and those seeds that were planted when they were first year students are now starting to blossom. They're starting to understand why it's necessary to be able to articulate what you think and what you feel to people who don't know anything about what your religion or your country, so that they can start to understand you, and there's an opportunity for a healthy relationship there. I really think that as we continue on in our mission, every 4 years we get a new crop, but every 4 years we have a new opportunity to create graduates that we're proud of, graduates that can go out into the world and be successful leaders who are culturally competent, who are moral, who are ethical, and who are really great examples of what a liberal arts education can do for you.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Brandon Woodard, Director of Intercultural Life at Central College. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.